is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Galatians chapter 2, the little epistle of Galatians, and we're mostly going to be looking at one verse. So I want to invite you to grab a Bible, open it up, join us as we consider His Word today. Quickly, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. This is a little notebook, easily fits into a shirt pocket or to a purse or a Bible case or something like that. A place where you can keep track of prayer requests. You know, the Bible says, let your requests be made known unto God. And you can write those prayer requests down, pray for them every day. You know, I like to take mine with me to church. And when somebody says, pray for me, I can pull it out and write it down right then. And they know and have a confidence that I'm going to be praying for them. And I do. And then to go back through occasionally, every week or two, I go back through and I'm able to mark off those places where I see that God has answered prayer. Or to follow up and ask them, how's it going? I've been praying for you. Has God answered your prayer? And be able to see the greatness of God in how He answers those prayers. So a prayer journal is a great little tool for you to carry around. Now, these are absolutely free, and I'll promise you this. When we send them to you, we don't put you on a mailing list. We don't put you on a text list. We don't flood your email box full of email. No, you just simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal, and that's it. The prayer journal you can get in a couple of different ways. First of all, through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us. If you'll click on that link, send us the address where you'd like us to send a prayer journal. And tell us the call letters of where you're listening to the program today. We'll get that prayer journal out to you just as quick as we can. As many do, you can email us directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Many simply write to us. So I want to give you our address. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. And I would like to mention this, that the address, if you didn't get it, is available at the website, considerhisword.org. Let's get to the Scripture. I want to read Galatians 2:20 and just one verse and explain what I'm thinking about today and how we want to consider what God says in His Word today. Paul, writing to the church at Galatia, said to them, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. In many ways, this verse of Scripture defines what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a follower of Christ. You know, the world, I think, many people, I think, have a very distorted view of what a Christian is and what it truly means to be a Christian. Now, you know, the first thing is that many think that it's just a religious person. You realize you can be a religious person without being a Christian. Yeah, in fact, truth is, I don't have much use for religion at all. Because you see, religion goes back to traditions and back to kind of word of mouth and back, you know, I want to be a follower of Jesus. Don't want to have a religion. And as a Christian, I am a follower of Christ. Yet many think that a Christian is somebody who walks around quoting scripture all the time, or someone who's happy all the time, or someone maybe who thinks they're better than everybody else. You know, the one thing, a true believer in Christ knows that they're not better than anybody else. That's why they came to Christ. And so I want to look at some characteristics and some things that the Bible tells us that our Christian life should be, what it is to be a true believer in Jesus, what it is to be a Christian. And here, Paul talks about it in terms of life and death. In fact, in some ways, this verse seems a little contradictory. I'm going to read it again. This is Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. It sounds like he died. Nevertheless, I live. And he said, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So many important things. But one thing I want to point out, first of all, is it's a life of faith. He said, I live by faith of the Son of God. By that, we mean we believe in Jesus. We believe that he is who he said he was. We believe that he came to this earth from heaven, that he rose from the dead to give us eternal life. And the Bible speaks much about this faith. So it really begins there, about what do you believe and what do you believe about Jesus. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Two Christians believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Yes, a dead man lived. Just a few weeks ago, we celebrated Resurrection Day, the day when Jesus rose from the dead. And what a great celebration that should be. And here Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. It's like he's saying, I died with Christ. You know, when we get saved, we do die to ourselves. In repenting of our sin, we turn away from ourselves and turn away from our life. Jesus becomes the Lord of our life. And we die to self. In one place, Paul said, I die daily. And yet when Jesus rose from the dead, he gave us new life, eternal life. And now he lives in us through the indwelling Holy Spirit. That's why, you know, back in the 50s and the 60s, we would hear people say, ask Jesus into your heart. We've kind of gotten away from that because many people don't understand what we mean by that. But when we ask Jesus into our heart, it is the Holy Spirit that comes in, and the Holy Spirit that empowers us to live for him. And when we come to Christ in faith, we put him first. That's what Paul is talking about here first. He's saying it's not about me anymore. He says, I live by faith of the Son of God. So he's saying, I'm crucified with Christ. I died to myself. Nevertheless, I live. Jesus came not only to give us eternal life, but to give us abundant life. Life that we enjoy with him. And you'll see this as we go along. Because really now, when it comes down to this, as a true believer in Christ, we have a relationship with him. We are walking with him. And by this, I mean several things. First of all, yes, he is a constant companion. When the Spirit of God indwells us, when we receive Christ as our Savior, he never leaves us. You see, this was something different than the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come and go. Yet when you read about the Spirit of God and what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, said that he would come and live in us forever. That he would not come and go. Now, yes, there is a whole question of the filling of the Holy Spirit, and that's a whole different thing. I'm talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and so much so that he is always, always with me. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, he is always there. You know, this was the promise of Matthew 28. Remember, in the Great Commission, Jesus finished it by saying, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." He is with us forever. Let me tell you a quick story. When I was growing up, I would go and my Aunt Jewel would babysit us. Now, I'm talking about when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, maybe younger than that. It was last century, so it's hard to remember. But I was young, and my mom would take us to my Aunt Jewel's house. And we loved going over there. I had two cousins there. We'd play games and watch TV and just do all kinds of things. But generally, almost every day at some point, my Aunt Jewel said, "Okay, it's time for a nap." And I didn't want to take a nap. And so she'd put me in one of my cousin's rooms and put me on a bed, and I would be upset. I may have even been crying a little bit. I didn't want to take a nap. And in trying to comfort me, she'd say, "No, it's okay. It's going to be all right. Jesus is here," or "Jesus is with you." As a child, that terrified me, that Jesus was somewhere nearby. And I would lay there stiff as a board thinking, "Is he in the closet? Is he under the bed? Is he going to jump out and scare me? Where is he?" Well, we know much better than that now, that he's with us always. In fact, Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conversation or the way that you live be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." And so as a believer in Christ, as a Christian, I have a constant companion. He is always with me. But secondly, in walking with Christ, we have a constant conversation. In this way, we can talk to him. That's what the prayer journal is all about, a place where you can record the things you ask him about. But you see, prayer is more. You must understand this. Prayer is more than asking for things. Prayer should be a conversation. Growing up in church, I thought there were two requirements for prayer. One of them was that you had to talk fast, that when you prayed, you had to pray really fast. Don't know why. And secondly, that you had to talk in King James English. Well, we know that's true. You see, in our walk with him, we can talk with him just like we would talk to a friend. And it doesn't take a special language. It doesn't take a special place. Do you know how many people believe that the only place you can pray is at church? You can pray anywhere. You can pray wherever you're sitting right now. Be it in your car, or maybe at work, or maybe at home, you can talk to God anywhere and any time. Here's the verse I quote often, talking to God, "Be careful for nothing," in other words, don't worry, "but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And it goes on and says, "And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord." So don't worry, talk to him and listen to him. You see, I said it was a conversation, so listen to his voice. We'll talk more about this later next week. Our time is gone for the day. Thanks for listening.
Consider
God bless you.
His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.